find out the song we want to be hearing right now, right? Hey, it's Monday, July 15th. 68 degrees right now, a little bit of sun shining. Time to do what we do once a month, one Monday a month. We take time and check in with our friends at Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And with me on the phone this morning, Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Billy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bill.
How you doing? How's everything going with Make-A-Wish?
You know, we are doing great. It is one of our busiest times of the year. So we are granting wishes and making smiles happen.
And, you know, again, people can help in so many ways. And families can find relief from traumatic stress and experience transformative joy. I love that, transformative joy, by helping to grant wishes. As you said, this is one of the busiest times for you. What does a wish mean to these children, Billy?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, this season, we have more than a dozen wishes scheduled to be granted, and each one are holding that potential to transform a child's life and really create those lasting memories for families. So even this past weekend, we had volunteer wish granters who held a magical reveal that Finn's wish to go on a tropical vacation was going to be coming true later this month. So Finn is a 13-year-old from Carrington, North Dakota. And among other amazing things, because these kids are more than just their illness, right? Unfortunately, he now has to add cancer to one of his hats. Mm. And when he or other kids like him receive a diagnosis, summer fun changes. You are going to doctor's visits. You have uncomfortable treatments. Sometimes there are surgeries. Definitely no tubing behind a boat. Having that family vacation can sometimes get sidelined, or any summer sports. And so a wish, it gives them an opportunity to focus on something other than all that and go really beyond their illness and really focus on what could bring them the most hope and the strength that they need to get better. And Finn is cancer-free, and he's going to celebrate by going to Key West later this month.
What an amazing story. And you know, when you say, Billy, that these kids are more than their illnesses, they really are. And what I've discovered about them is their personalities are so wonderful and so big. They truly are special, and they truly are inspiring. Don't you find that to be the case?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Every day. I mean, that's what I even tell our team here. You know, I say our kids are an inspiration, and they are fighting every day for their lives. So the least we can do is when we come to work every day, we're fighting for their lives. So we are making it joyful. We're making it magical. We're going above and beyond. We're going that extra mile because it's never crowded, and they deserve it. And absolutely, because, you know, they're undergoing things that adults don't even like to go through, right?
Sure.
And these are little kids. We serve between 2.5 and 18-year-olds, and we just don't like anything. Again, I've told you this before, Bill. I wish we didn't have to exist. That mm-hmm. means there'd be no illnesses. But until that time comes, we're going to be walking hand in hand with not only the children, but their families, because this can be a whirlwind for parents, Bill, who, you know, we're thinking that their summer was going to be filled with fun.
Right.
And is completely turned upside down because you have a child who is fighting for their life.
Well, right now you urgently need people to support all of these kids. How can we help, Billy?
Thanks, Bill. Well, summer, like I said, busiest wish-granting season, but it's also the season where we receive the least amount of financial support. And that's probably because we have events throughout the school year. We have Kids for Wish Kids. We have all sorts of things, but it's heading toward our end of our fiscal year. And so we really urgently need people, complete strangers, to really wrap their arms around these North Dakota Wish Kids to ensure that we can grant every wish, fully funding every wish, so that no one's left waiting for our wishes come true. Last year, 20 out of our 51 wishes we granted were able to be funded through a plan gift. So there are many other ways, you know, like cash and a check and so on and so forth. But there are also these really fun ways we're kind of focusing on this month of how people can plan their gift, either through a will or a bequest or an annuity. So for example, one opportunity is this required minimum distribution from an IRA. If it's held by an individual that is 72 or older, when they reach that age, it's a minimum amount that person must withdraw from their IRA each year. And when there are charitable organizations like Make-A-Wish come into the picture, that person is able to donate any amount up to $105,000, and they would not have to pay income tax on that money. And so that's a tremendous savings, not only, you know, for that person, but it also is a gift to us. And so that's just one way. We also have a North Dakota tax credit. So as you may know, North Dakota has a tax credit for those who have a charitable qualified endowment. So you can specify that your gift goes to our qualified endowment, and that is a legacy of wishes for the future. So there are different ways. I just want to make sure people understand that, you know, talk to your financial advisor, talk about beneficiaries. You know, it's not just send in that check, even though that's urgently needed too, but also we're going to need these for the future, unfortunately.
Right. So please consider partnering with Make-A-Wish North Dakota today to bring life-changing summer days to the kids who need it most. Billy, always great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of July. We're going to be back on a Make-A-Wish Monday in August, and we will talk then, okay?
Sounds great. You make it a good day as well.
All right. Billy Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And we talk with our friends there one Monday a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Becky DeFree is standing by. We're going to be talking pencils plus school supplies distribution. And we're going to do that here in just 1 minute.
The second annual KBMW Classic Golf Tournament comes to the Boitesu Golf Course on Thursday, August 1st. This is a four-person scramble with registration at 12 p.m., shotgun start at 1 p.m. Registration is $65 per